Arkansas Hemp Genetics hosted an invitation-only clinic for prospective hemp growers and investors at the David and Barbara Pryor Center for Arkansas Oral and Visual History in downtown Fayetteville this past weekend. Since a federal prohibition on hemp was lifted late last year under the 2018 Farm Bill, several dozen Arkansas farmers are securing licenses to grow commercial cannabis crops. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports.
More than 40 farmers, business owners, and investors crowded into the Pryor Center in downtown Fayetteville to watch a PowerPoint presentation by startup firm Arkansas Hemp Genetics.
Arkansas Hemp Genetics is to be a wholesaler to all of the manufacturers in the area.
Jody Harden, a fifth-generation farmer from Grady, Arkansas, told the group that the state is well-positioned to become a major medical hemp producer.
If demand and supply is crazy right now,
although you can't get high off it, hemp, marijuana's cousin, was outlawed in 1937 under the Marijuana Tax Act, later banned under the Controlled Substances Act. Both marijuana and hemp are species of the cannabis plant native to Central Asia. Hemp, legal to grow in many places around the world, has historically been used to make rope, paper, and cloth, and more recently for seed, a nutrient-rich food supplement. Around 20 years ago, scientists discovered that cannabis flowers contain compounds called cannabinoids, from which cannabidiol is extracted to make CBD oil. Today, hemp, CBD tinctures, creams, and edibles are widely sold over the counter to treat anxiety, pain, and other health conditions. Hemp CBD products can legally be purchased because they contain only trace amounts of THC, tetrahydrocannabinol, the compound in marijuana plants, which cause euphoria. Longtime Ozarks organic grower Bill Morgan, co-founder and chief operations officer for Arkansas Hemp Genetics, says traces of wild hemp can still be seen on the landscape.
Oh, hemp is an annual. It's called ditchweed in Arkansas and all the northern states. It's still around from when they used to grow rope. And it's a weed. It looks a lot like okra or ragweed. It's real woody stem and about an 8 or 10 foot tall plant.
His company's purchasing property in Hinesville to cultivate and process 4 acres of hemp starting this spring, around 1,700 plants per acre.
Well, our particular farm is in a really sweet spot, and the soils are really deep. And it was pointed out to me that it's on the very southern tip of what was a glacial tongue. So the soils are exceptional. They've been ground. It's kind of a flat valley, and it's a sandy loam ground.
Last December, after an 80-year prohibition, hemp was legalized under the 2018 Farm Bill. Certain states, however, have been legally experimenting with hemp for a while. The Arkansas legislature passed a resolution 20 years ago allowing a group of UA ag scientists to research hemp as an alternative crop. The project was kept under wraps. The Arkansas Agricultural Department State Plant Board later launched the first industrial hemp research pilot program under the federal 2014 Farm Bill. 3 years later, the Arkansas Industrial Hemp Act allowed for small-scale production, development, and commercialization of hemp-based products. With the Plant Board last summer finally approving rules for industrial hemp, signed by Governor Asa Hutchinson in cooperation with state law enforcement, Jody Harden says their farm will be the first licensed hemp operation in northwest Arkansas.
We want to develop a regional brand called Ozark Grown Hemp.
Bill Morgan says Arkansas Hemp Genetics will cultivate mountain-grown clean medical hemp, planting seedlings indoors this March and field crops this May.
Yes, we'll be organic. We're going to have to go through the process of becoming certified.
Harden and Morgan say the Ozarks are a safe haven to grow organic hemp away from the agricultural chemical drift affecting conventionally grown crops downstate.
Well, I've selected about 12 to 14 different cultivars of hemp, okay? And these have been developed across the United States, but primarily in Colorado and Oregon. They will do just fine in this region, but they've taken hemp, bred out the THC, but also helped the plant along to be smaller, sturdier, better to grow outside.
Arkansas Hemp Genetics will also conduct industrial hemp research, says Jody Harden.
Correct. It's an experimental farm. And so Bill and I will be doing research with multiple cultivars, especially in the pilot program year, But eventually, we want to be creating seedlings and clones for area farmers from that facility. Right now, we're just researching and testing, but eventually want to expand to multiple acres in the region. Right now, it's just us and a few other farmers.
Other farmers who showed up for his clinic are also interested.
My name is Chris Galtney.
Jordan Slater. I'm interested in both being able to grow it for CBD usage and also fiber textiles.
For the food aspect of it as well, the hemp oil and the seeds to turn into a food product and sell that as well. You have three products that you can get off one plant.
Arkansas Hemp Genetics' 17,000 square foot processing facility will contain an indoor grow operation, an indoor flower drying room, and a state-of-the-art CBD oil extraction lab.
The medical flower is full of resin glands called trichomes, and we extract that with ethanol alcohol.
Hardin says he's fielding letters of intent from prospective hemp growers in northwest Arkansas to process their high-quality medicinal hemp flowers as well to wholesale to CBD manufacturers and distributors. In the U.S., only 78,000 acres of hemp are under cultivation, most in Colorado, Montana, and Kentucky. Hardin says his will be the first farm in northwest Arkansas, and it will be secure because hemp looks and smells like marijuana.
Part of our licensing agreement, our MOU with the state, is a sign that has to be located out front that says we're in a partnership with the University of Arkansas Division of Agriculture, and that this is a pilot research program that is, and there is no THC. Some signs out there that will warn people that this is a medical hemp cultivation operation.
We queried a U of A ag scientist at the meeting, but she declined comment. There is scant clinical data on the health effects of CBD because both marijuana and hemp have been federally outlawed, although marijuana is now legal in some form in 37 states. And while the legalization of hemp makes it an agricultural commodity free to grow, with state regulatory oversight, the Food and Drug Administration says it's unlawful for now to market CBD oil, either hemp or marijuana-based, as health-giving dietary supplements. So Hardin told farmers and investors at the forum to expect flack.
Nobody knows what you're doing. Everybody's confused. Are you related to marijuana?
Hardin showed slide images of news articles of hemp farmers hauling plants to market being busted by law enforcement. The recent nationwide legalization of hemp, however, has lifted restriction on access to banking, water rights, and crop insurance, although Hardin says at first banks refused to deal with his hemp operation. Things changed, he says, when local retired banker Hayden McElroy became an investor. His family owned McElroy Bank until it was sold in 1986 to Jim Walton's Arvest Bank Group, the name officially changing to Arvest Bank in 2001. McElroy was present at the forum but declined to be interviewed. For now, Hardin says, Arkansas Hemp Genetics is waging a broad information campaign, traveling the state to educate the public about hemp and encouraging farmers to grow it, says Bill Morgan.
And if you're a farmer, especially an organic farmer, and you're looking to diversify your crops, we hope you'll get in touch with us because this is a fabulous opportunity.
Also, we're this year we're doing a pilot research program that will have two field days, two demonstration days. So the public will be invited to come out to our facility twice this summer to see and observe the multiple cultivars that we're going to be experimenting with.
According to State Plant Board documents, as of this month, three industrial hemp processors have been licensed so far. Five companies are licensed to produce or sell hemp seed in Arkansas, and five companies are allowed to cultivate industrial hemp. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
You can find out more at arkhemp.com. Meanwhile, the Arkansas Department of Health is issuing a public health advisory to warn Arkansans about the risks associated with use of cannabis products derived from both marijuana and hemp that can claim to benefit health. Arkansas Surgeon General Dr. Greg Bledsoe and Arkansas Drug Director Kirk Lane are warning that psychoactive compounds in marijuana could cause addiction, mental illness, and impaired motor skills, and smoking marijuana during pregnancy poses certain risk factors to fetus. Substantial or conclusive evidence on the medical benefits of cannabis remains limited to certain conditions, according to the agency's release. Substance abuse is a treatable and preventable disease. There is a national helpline, 1-800-662-HELP. And if someone is experiencing an overdose emergency, call 911.